Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fight Less, Win More, written by Jonathan B. Smith and Derek Gaunt. It presents negotiation as a practical human skill rather than a confrontation to be won through force or cleverness. The book draws on the Black Swan negotiation approach associated with Chris Voss and on Gaunt's law enforcement experience, especially hostage negotiation principles. Its purpose is to show readers how empathy, listening, and strategic conversation can reduce resistance and uncover better outcomes in business, leadership, sales, and everyday interactions. Rather than treating negotiation as a single exchange, it frames it as a process of understanding motivations, identifying hidden information, and shaping the discussion so that both sides can move forward without unnecessary conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tactical empathy as the central negotiation method. The book's main argument is that effective negotiation begins by making the other person feel understood. Tactical empathy is not presented as sympathy or agreement, but as a disciplined effort to recognize the other side's perspective, emotional state, and priorities. This matters because people tend to resist when they feel ignored, pressured, or misunderstood. By shifting attention away from your own objective and toward the counterpart's concerns, the negotiator lowers defensiveness and creates room for productive dialogue. The book treats this as a practical influence tool rather than a soft interpersonal ideal. In high-stakes settings, the ability to acknowledge someone's point of view can change the tone of the conversation before any offer is discussed. That makes tactical empathy foundational rather than optional, since it shapes whether a negotiation becomes adversarial or collaborative. The book's emphasis is on using empathy strategically and consistently to improve outcomes while preserving relationships. Secondly, listening techniques that uncover what people are not saying directly. A major section of the book is devoted to listening as an active skill, not a passive one. The authors emphasize the five levels of listening and related techniques that help readers hear beyond the literal words being spoken. This includes noticing tone, hesitation, and emotional cues that reveal underlying needs or objections. The practical point is that many negotiations fail because people respond too quickly to the surface statement and miss the deeper issue driving it. By listening with more precision, a negotiator can identify what the other person is protecting, fearing, or trying to achieve. The book also shows that listening is often more persuasive than talking, because it invites the other side to keep explaining. That creates more information and more leverage without escalation. This approach is especially useful in business conversations where the real concern may not be the stated price, but timing, trust, status, or risk. The method turns listening into a diagnostic tool that improves decision-making. Thirdly, the core four tools mirroring, labeling, silence, and summarizing. The book gives special attention to four practical techniques that are designed to reduce tension and keep conversations moving. Mirroring encourages the other person to expand on what they have said, often revealing more detail than they intended at first. Labeling helps identify and verbalize emotions or concerns, which can make people feel heard and less threatened. Dynamic silence is used to create space after a statement or question, allowing the other side to continue rather than filling the gap too early. Summarizing confirms understanding and demonstrates that the negotiator has accurately followed the conversation. These tools work together because they are conversational rather than confrontational. Instead of forcing agreement, they help the other person talk through resistance in a way that feels natural. The book presents them as repeatable behaviors that can be practiced in low-risk settings before being used in high-pressure negotiations. Their value lies in making emotional de-escalation a concrete technique rather than an abstract idea. Fourthly, black swans and hidden information that can change the deal. Another important theme is the idea of black swans, meaning unexpected pieces of information that can dramatically alter a negotiation. The book argues that skilled negotiators stay curious because what is not yet known may matter more than the stated positions on the table. A black swan could be a concealed constraint, a personal motivation, an internal political issue, or some other factor that changes the real shape of the negotiation. This concept is important because it keeps readers from overconfidence. If a negotiator assumes they already know what matters, they may miss the detail that unlocks a better result. The book, therefore, encourages careful preparation, observation, and question asking, but also flexibility when new information appears. This is one reason the authors present negotiation as a discovery process rather than a battle plan. The practical implication is that the most useful advantage often comes from uncovering the hidden context, not from pushing harder on the visible terms. Lastly, negotiation is a multi-conversation process, not a single transaction. The book challenges the idea that negotiation should be resolved in one decisive exchange. Instead, it presents many deals as multi-conversation processes that require patience, timing, and incremental progress. This view is important because it reduces the pressure to force closure too early. In real business and personal conflicts, people often need time to think, consult others, test trust, or clarify priorities. The book encourages readers to define their parameters before engaging deeply, so they can decide whether a situation is worth pursuing and how much energy to invest. That makes negotiation not just about persuasion, but about judgment and discipline. The authors also connect this approach to relationship preservation, since fast concessions or aggressive tactics can damage future interactions. A multi-conversation mindset is useful because it treats negotiation as a sequence of information exchanges and trust-building moments. The result is a more realistic model of how durable agreements are actually formed. In conclusion, Fight Less, Win More is best suited for entrepreneurs, managers, sales professionals, leaders, and anyone who regularly handles difficult conversations in business or personal life. Readers who want a practical framework for improving negotiation outcomes will find value in its focus on tactical empathy, listening, and conversation control. The book is especially useful for people who want to influence others without relying on pressure, manipulation, or confrontation. Its main benefit is that it turns negotiation into a teachable process built on observable behaviors rather than personality traits, compared with many books in the same category. It stands out for combining a clear business orientation with techniques drawn from hostage negotiation and law enforcement experience. That gives it a grounded, operational feel that is more concrete than general communication advice. It also avoids framing negotiation as a contest of dominance, instead showing how understanding and patience can produce stronger results. For readers who want methods they can apply in salary talks, sales discussions, partnerships, and conflict resolution, this book offers a realistic and disciplined approach. If you would like to support Jonathan Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.